Blackstone Audio presents Walpurgis III by Mike Resnick. This book is read by Tom Weiner. To Carol, as always, and to Barry Maltzberg, the most maligned and misunderstood writer of his generation, and, not surprisingly, the finest. Prologue. There is some soul of goodness in things evil. Shakespeare. Every evil to which we do not succumb is a benefactor. Emerson. Our greatest evils flow from within ourselves. Rousseau. They were all wrong. There is no explanation for evil. It must be looked upon as a necessary part of the order of the universe. To ignore it is childish. To bewail it, senseless. Mom. He came close. Evil is its own justification. It therefore renders meaningless even such questions as power, pleasure, and profit. Conrad Bland. He knew. But of course he would. He killed 11 million men in the death camps of Pylor IX during the brief reign of the mad Emperor Justatius. He killed 17 million men on Beriga II in a manner that made the gas ovens of ancient Earth and his Third Reich seem compassionate. He killed 5 million women and children on New Rhodesia. He killed 3,017 men on Cambria III, each in a different way. He invented torture devices that even Spica VI, which was in revolt against the Republic, would not use. No photograph, holograph, or video disc of him was known to exist. He had never been fingerprinted. There was no voice or retina identification pattern on him in any computer. He had no bank account on any world, no financial or property holdings that anyone had been able to trace. His planet of origin was unknown. Many men had served him. All but 7 were dead, and none of those 7 had ever seen him. He was a fugitive. His name was Conrad Bland, and he was, for the moment, safe. 1. If you kill one man, you are an assassin. If you kill millions, you are a conqueror. If you kill everyone, you are a god. Conrad Bland. Orestes Mella walked past the snakes and scorpions, past the elephants and lemurs, past the eight-legged Rigelian herbivores and the blob-like vegan carnivores and the armored spiken omnivores, marveling that they had all managed to adapt to the hothouse climate of Serengeti, the zoo world of the Terrazane sector. He began to wipe.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?